The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Our theme on which we are praying is commanding my October to leave. We are praying ourselves into. And we are praying ourselves out of. Do you know that you can pray yourself out of singleness? And do you know that you can pray yourself into engagement? Do you know that you can pray yourself out of barrenness? Do you know that you can pray your womb out of barrenness? And pray your womb into fruitfulness? You can pray yourself out of something and pray yourself into something. Amen.
Amen.
As we read in the morning,
podcast,
Romans chapter 10, verse 8 to 10.
Romans 10, 8 to 10.
Romans 10, 8 to 10. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. 9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved,
I don't know.
It already exists in a word form.
It was some five more.
Everything you desire to be and to become or to achieve, the dream you want to accomplish, the testimony you want to give, your expectation is already exists in Christ. Your healing already exists. But it exists in a word form. Everything exists in a word form. Amen.
Amen.
It exists in a word form. You know, this place is a prayer school. We come here to learn how to pray. Whilst we are praying, we are learning how to pray. So today, the second day of October, 2023, and tomorrow, and for the greater part of October, we are praying October to leave. October to leave what? October to leave my dream. October to leave my expectation. October to leave my prophecies. October to leave the promises. October to leave the prophecies I have been receiving. I've been thinking about this. Whenever I read 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, I appear to be getting angry. Holy anger. We call it holy indignation. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. This is all about Jesus. John was saying, that which from the beginning which we have heard.
They
heard about Jesus. They've read about the Messiah in the Old Testament. But then they saw it. Which we have seen with our eyes. Jesus was born. He lived among them. He walked with them. He ate with them. He told them that he was going to die. He told them the reason why he came. He will be betrayed. He will suffer. He will die. He will be nailed to the cross. He will be buried. But on the third day, he will rise. They've heard. They've seen. They have looked at. And they have looked at and our hands have touched after his resurrection. When Timothy did not believe, the doubting Thomas.
Now Thomas or Chingenino.
Jesus said,
yes, you can say,
put your finger inside this hole. Let me tell you, anytime any image appears to you and say, I am Jesus. The difference between Jesus and Satan.
Their
physical appearance. You can't differentiate. Satan is not the caricature you have been seeing.
No, yeah, Satan.
Have you forgotten how the Bible described him in Ezekiel 28 and then Isaiah 14? The bright morning star. The beauty of all beauties. When Satan and Jesus stand here, you can't differentiate. They look alike. So when any image appears to me and say, I am Jesus, ask the image to stretch the hand. Let me tell you, when we get to heaven, the nail mark will be there. When the image stretch the hand, and you don't see the hole,
it's not Jesus.
One of my very good pastor friends, the late Reverend Kofi, he has traveled the whole world. But things were difficult. He decided to go into fasting. 40-day fasting. As he was praying, on the 38th day, an image appeared in his room with light.
He
said, I am Jesus. I have answered your prayer. 38th day. And so he ended the prayer. From that time, he never became a proper human being again. Reverend Kofi died a beggar. Not knowing that the image that appeared was a demon. They didn't wait for him to finish. Not knowing the wife and the daughter are witches. They belong to a witch coven. The mother and the father, they were fighting the father and the husband. And the spirit knows that if he should finish the 40 days, they are finished. So on the 38th day, the demon of light entered and said, I am Jesus. And he forgot to take the demon through the test. One day, Reverend Kofi came to me. We sat here.
I see that crowd by me.
And he was crying.
Now, Osu.
Oh, just crying like a baby.
Osu, Tisa Abofra.
That time, I didn't have office.
Now, Sabre, now, Onya, baby, I ought to know you. Oh,
just crying.
Now, Osu, Keke.
When you look at him.
Now, Sabre, no, Osu,
the day he died,
and that, oh, you know.
His funeral was like a GSS student funeral.
No,
I don't know why people didn't want to associate with
him.
Later, I heard that when it was well with him, he didn't mind anybody. Beloved, when it is well with you,
I don't want to say, see, we here. Yeah, Kai.
You should remember
people.
As I stand here, if God should give me $1 million,
$1 million of people,
I will sponsor all the youth here to America. Ask my wife. If you know the things I've written down. The plans I have made. Those who want to go to school will go to school. Those who want to do this will do this.
But
I will make sure that everyone. How much will you eat? How many rooms will I sleep in?
No,
when it is well with you, think about people. Even we haven't reached anywhere, but the things myself and my wife, the things we do.
For 1 year
now that we enter into some challenges, the troubles we are having, the calls we are receiving.
Because
the people we used to do things with.
Sometimes
somebody will call and say, oh, I'm just checking on you. I know what the person meant. Because the time that I should go there, I haven't gone. Pastor, how are you? Are you there? The person called me 8 days. He called me again. I am just checking on you. I say, oh yes, I remember last week you check on me.
Oh, me kase na tete mkwa. Oh yes, na me uti dada.
But don't worry.
How
things will change.
In your mercy, son.
I say things will change.
In your mercy, son.
I will give people money to do business.
Obeman krofo sikan omo dia yejuma.
I will pay accommodation for people.
Obetia krofo dan ka ama omo.
You see, make people happy to serve God.
Ma inipani nji a omo fan so nyankopon.
So when I heard this about my friend,
intimity with far, madam, for you, no.
I said, no.
You see, Debbie.
So, beloved,
it's a for no.
As we pray, any time, any image, you see, we have handled,
oh.
We have looked at.
I see, and so
our hands are touched.
Yes, sir, and so more.
Now, why am I reading this scripture?
I didn't know that's okay, can't such not say me.
So, how long will you continue to be giving prophecies? Like this, my lady girl, when we were in my former church, I picked, how many were they glad?
Are they
three or five?
Oh, that's another
who were praying with me?
Three.
Two ladies and then one gentleman. That was from 1987 to
94.
I left my former church. They pray personally for me. The two ladies, one of them married a pastor.
This
other lady entered into business. And the brother is also an Assembly of God pastor now.
We were here.
I mean, this lady, God just look. There is nothing you do for God that is a waste.
Look,
even your coming here, the angel have marked you. It's a sacrifice. Every sacrifice attracts a reward. The sacrifice of your time, your money, your everything unto the Lord, it attracts a reward. God started blessing this lady. I will hear her on TV. I will watch her on TV.
I will hear her on TV, radio.
Traveling all over the place. If I mention the company right now, you'll be shocked. But then something just happened.
BBC.
What were you watching at? Something just happened.
BBC.
And then she fell.
And on TikTok form,
she lost everything.
Bibibia everything, sir.
One day I was there when she came.
That girl, how no buy it?
When I looked at her,
Emma, we share any no.
I went into the room and told Gladys.
Because then I'm going to talk about Gladys.
So so and so is around.
See, I see me see you.
I nearly shouted. But I held myself. Gladys, all is not well.
Oh,
all is not well.
Gladys.
When Gladys came out, we went and sat down.
Now, about Gladys, Pastor
Adela, I'm here.
I see also Adela, me waha.
I know you are a prophet.
My name is Oya Komiseni.
I know you.
Me ni mo pa.
But please.
I
am not here for prophecy.
I
beg you, Pastor
Dela,
don't give me prophecy. But say something to
me.
Ah, what is this? Don't give me prophecy. But say something to
me.
I was looking at her. She said, Pastor Dela, anywhere I have been, the prophets will look around, they will point that woman there. Sometimes they will speak a word. Sometimes they will call me forward. Pastor Adela, I have heard and heard and heard. I am tired.
My breath.
I want results. I say, oh, now I understand why you are saying you don't need prophets. After all, I don't have anything to tell you. But I just know that after you leave here, everything will change. That was all I said to her. But I don't know whether it was from my mind. I don't know where it came from. I just said that. When she came out, we're standing at my gate, waiting for a taxi. As we're standing there, then I will spy her slippers. When she's taking something on phone, then I will spy her slippers. Then inside my head, I will shake my head inside my head.
I shake it inside.
A lawyer taught me this. I am shaking my head inside my head. I was shaking my head inside my head. As we were standing there, this a lady who was driving Rover.
Pajero.
Don't say so.
Yes, anymore.
Come and pick me. We'll go to Achimota and pray. When she was praying with me, she didn't have those things. She was
just
a baby in the church like you. But after some time, God lifted him. one of these four-wheel cars just passed. I think Nissan Patrol, it just passed. It went in reverse. Then when he got to where we were, the driver wrote down. Are you there? Sister has been looking for you. I am going to start. Join me. Let's go. This was a great woman. Who was looking for her? The husband was a big man in this nation. And a United Nations man. She has a lot of businesses. Not knowing that, they've got a United Nations appointment. She was looking for somebody to hand over the business. She doesn't want that business again. Somebody to work and pay her. And she has been looking for this sister. That day, the connection came. And when the connection came, she showed her everything. She said, work and pay me. She said, work and pay me. Those days, about $3 million. Those days, early 90s. This happened 97, 98. She saw her look. This is the business. You can do this. You can make this money. When you You can do this. The contracts are already there. Beloved, within 3 months, this woman is back. She's back on her feet. Everything was fulfilled. Beloved, my question is, so the prophecy that you've been receiving when you were 16 years.
In commissar, yes, so Emra won't be said.
When you were 18 years.
We said do what?
You are 16 years and they are still giving you 16 years old prophecy.
When
you
said
you were
saying
that when you were 16 years, say, hey lady,
now,
you are going to be great. You are going to be so and so. 15 years, they are still saying you are going to be great. 16 years, they are still saying you are going to be great. When you are entering into your evening, you are getting close to your end. I know God can do it at any age. I don't want old age anything. What does it profit you?
And then person bro.
When the first car you drive 17 years, when that your eyes cannot see well. What profit does it bring when they say from 16 years they were telling you that you build a solid building. You build a solid building. You are 75 before you are able to get. When you can be right, at that time, even when you are raising your leg, it's difficult. Lord, I don't want it. We are no longer in the days of Abraham. Our food has changed. Everything has changed. We are no more living long.
Yes,
that is why we are commanding.
Yes, yes, sir.
My October to live. You must live your dream. You must live your destiny. You must live your testimony. The word is already in. In Genesis chapter 1. Verse 2 to 4. When the whole earth became chaotic, formless and void, darkness
coming,
God spoke light. Let there be light.
I see any high.
God brought out the light in him.
Nyame ma ehai na wo no no epie baaye.
And light appeared.
And a ehai so epie ye.
And he saw the light.
Na ohu sa ehai no.
Do you know what it means to be a child of God?
Na oni ne ti sa ba Yakobon ba.
Do you know what Jesus did for us?
Oni na Yesu eye ma ye.
He gave us birth in the image of God. As you are sitting here, you are now the image of God. You are the image of God. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So your testimony is inside you. You speak it out. Everything you desire is in you. The moment you speak it out, it becomes life. It also changes into the form of tangibility. You cannot touch it.
But
it needs to be spoken out. And sometimes acted on. Beloved, when we are praying, I do say that prayer is not the end, no. Prayer is the means to an end. Prayer gives you the best of ideas. The best of choices. The best of decisions. The best of counsel. Prayer shortens your path to achieve.
Emma, oh, say, Ubenya, Niamano, am I a quentiamon?
Be the way I am.
I say, son, or not, you know.
Only this woman can marry me.
Mammy, we pay a yours of mammy, no bet my warrants of
all. I am not easy to handle.
They say, Nansem, no, I just of my people no betting, I say.
Sometimes the way she handles me,
I told you, I said, no, so old Kuranofano.
I look at her,
Michelle,
and I say, God designed you for me.
Or she said, oh, mammy, pa, ye.
Even though she's also difficult. I am not an angel. She also not an angel. You see her like this? When our thing comes, and we are speaking English, you release, you also release. You release English, you also release mathematics. Because mathematics is her best subject. And she knows I'm not good in mathematics. So she used that to bully me. Me too, I use English to bully her. We bully each other. But you see, at the end, because of the fear of God, we patch up. How did I get here? I started praying for my marriage at the age of 16. God told me, start praying for your marriage. Most of the Tuesdays, I will fast and pray. Not that I am going to marry, but God, for the person I will marry, so that I will not make mistakes. There is no woman in this world ever spoke the language of marriage to. I am a person of women. Women, I move with women. Because I was born among women. So I live with women. Women are my best friend. And I defend women. So God knows why he calls me to start praying. And when we're in form 4, God started asking me, what about Gladys?
Well,
I said, no, never. I curse that voice.
On domicile,
I bind that voice in the name of Jesus. Somebody who is my friend. I am the SU president, she was the vice president. I am the chapel prefect, she was the assistant chapel. Anything I am, she is the assistant. I bind that spirit in the name of
God.
But the more the voice of God was.
So
you see, prayer gives you the best of everything. Prayer shortens your way of acquiring things, of achieving things. Whilst we are praying, listening to the Holy Spirit, what He is telling you to do, the actions He's telling you to take, and what He's warning you to stop doing. Amen.
Amen.
So the moment you speak, the word takes a different form. The elements of creation goes into operation. In Psalm 103:20 and 21. The moment you say the word in prayer, angels speak. They begin to create it. Words are raw materials in the realms of the spirit. Words are seeds. Words are also keys. Beloved, it is time for you to live your dream. It is time for you to live your testimony. It is time for you to live your healing. It is time for you to live your prosperity. It is time for you to live your expectations. October. By October to live. By October to live. How many of you were on the podcast this morning? You heard that the angel of restoration has come. And you heard that, what is he doing on the altar? He's reinforcing the altar. So as I stand here right now, it's no more the same altar we see. The angel is reinforcing and refurbishing. In the realms of the spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven, I thank you for this revelation. Before we continue to pray, this morning during the podcast, the Holy Spirit has spoke this to me about dreams. I never know this. I owe him an offering for Sunday. Every time I receive Rema, I put an offering there. Because one revelation from God can change your life forever. And what the Holy Spirit said to me in the morning about dreams,
said,
every negative dream you have is just the tangible manifestation of the negative words you have spoken about yourself. The negative words other people have spoken against you, which God is revealing to you to either confirm into actualization or condemn. Every negative dream you have is a manifestation, the tangible. God is showing you that this is what you have spoken. This is what others have spoken. This is what others are planning. Do you want it to happen? Or you don't want it to happen? Who told you that dreams are just dreams? First Kings chapter 3. From verse 4. After Solomon had offered sacrifices.
Solomon called for
then God asked Solomon, ask for anything in a dream. Did you hear that any special ceremony? Thank you. Did you hear that any special ceremony was organized?
Yes, he said for
Solomon to have wisdom.
The
moment the thing happened in the dream, it was real. Solomon got up, full of wisdom. So we should be careful. Anytime you dream, and it is negative, ask God what it means. But then the first thing you should do. I reject this. I am not the one. I am not the one in that dream. I am not that one. I reject this. I refuse this. So and so.
Say.
That means you have condemned it.
But
if it is a positive dream, I welcome it. I am so and so. I am this. I am that. I am this. I am that. If you can build an altar of you can sow to that, you do it. From now we are praying. You have had enough to understand what to pray. Yes, say, my Father in heaven, thank you for October. Thank you for September. September has delivered. And now that I am in October, I must leave what September has delivered. Therefore, my Father in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare and I command my October to leave. 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 I command my October. You are my October to leave. 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 Shakata kabaraka to God. Take your head and see.
You are my brother.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say you this October 2023.
You this October 2023.
I must live my dream. I must live my destiny. I must live my prophetic word.
I must live my
testimony. I must live my dream. I must live my destiny. I must live my prophetic word. I must live my expectation. I must live. October, I must live. October, I must live. I must live my dream. I must live my prophetic way. I must live. I must live. Pray that prayer right now. Clap your hands and pray. October, I must live. October, I must live. I must live my dream. I must live my destiny. I must live my expectation. I must live my testimony. I must live my prophetic word. I must live. I must live. I must live. I must live my expectation. I must live my answers, my solution.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I mention your name. I am a covenant child of God. I am born again. I am born by the blood of Jesus. And by the power of the Holy Spirit. I therefore command you. The month of October. Release my testimony now. Release my expectation now. Release my dream now. Release my destiny now. Release my husband now. Release my wife now. Release my finances now. Release, release, release. Pray right now. Release my healing. Release my healing. Release my healing. Release my healing.
Yes, I am. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You see, we need to read the Bible with the help of the Holy Spirit. You see, the greatest weapon the enemy is using against us today is time. We don't have time to meditate again on the way. Look, if when you read Genesis 32, Genesis 32, from verse 24 to 34, when Jacob met the angel of the Lord and wrestled. Why did Jacob wrestle with the angel of the Lord? Do you know that that angel of the Lord was Christophany, according to Hosea chapter 12, verse 5? It's the Lord Jesus himself who appeared. It's Jesus who appeared. We call it Christophany. In the Old Testament. Because it was not yet for him to die. And then resurrect. And
no,
so
sorry,
he appeared in that form. When you
read
Hosea chapter 12, verse 4 and 5. Do you know why? Look, angel. They are angel are like pillow.
Angels,
they are like pillar. They are strong. One angel killed
185,000
soldiers. And if a human being can hold an angel and the angel is wrestling and the angel cannot come out until the angel hit the hip and then when the hip went, brah, you know why? It is like receiving prophecy, 16-year-old prophecy. And you are 60. You are going to 65. That thing has happened. That was the kind of the thing that Jacob did.
It is sad in Jacob.
Bless
me.
Because time is going.
Every call.
Time is going.
Every call will be a call. Ten.
Look, God doesn't have time. But for you and I, He has created us to live in time. I don't believe that I'm 60 years. When I look at myself,
so
just now I am
60.
I came here when I was 31 years. And I'm
29
years here. And when I look at it,
now here,
you don't play with time. I thank God for one thing that I didn't waste time in life. I have not wasted time. Like some of you, you are wasting time.
I say you will be a same.
I didn't waste time in life. But still, there are some things that have still not been fulfilled. That is what we are doing right now. This month, October. That is what we are doing. Bless
me.
I must live my dream. You must release my womb. You must release my babies. You must release my destiny husband. You must release my destiny wife. You must release that testimony. Say October. I command you again. In the name of Jesus Christ. You must release. You must release. I say release, release. Release my prophecies. Release my dreams. Release my destiny. Release my destiny husband. My destiny wife. Release my pregnancies. Release my career. Release my testimony. Release my healing. Release my deliverance. Release my marriage. Release my husband. Release my wife. Release my career. Release my business. Release my prosperity. Release my welfare. Release my finances. Release my job. Release my establishment. Release my position. Release my promotion. Release my contract. As I clap my hands, I say release. October release. October release. Release my blood and my fire. I say release, release. I say release, release. Release, release, release. I say release, release. October, release the anointing, release the ministry, release the anointing, release the ministry, release the consignment, release, release, release the transaction, release every blessing, release, 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 release. God's promises, God's promises, God's promises, God's promises, God's prophecies, God's promises, God's prophecies.
Back to my way.
And I take it. Look, the blood of Jesus has paid for everything.
Yes,
the devil is only cheating you.
Now,
said you, Satan.
You, Satan.
Said you, devil.
You, devil.
And your agents.
And your agents.
This month of October, you can't cheat me again. I say you cannot cheat me again. You cannot. You cannot. You cannot. You can no longer cheat me. Shakata kabaya. I will let you cheat me. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say any blessing. That the blood of Jesus has paid for. I take you from the counter. I present the blood of Jesus Christ. I present the blood as my receipt. And I take you from the counter. I take it. I take it. I possess it. I possess it. Take something right now. Take your healing right now. Take your childbirth. Take your marriage. Take your restoration. Take your position. Take your turn around. Take your promotion. Take it from the counter. Take it, take it. Take it from the counter.
I present the blood of Jesus in this month of October as the receipt of the Lord. I take it now in the name of Jesus. I take it now. I take the issue. I am the Rubokoto. I am the Rambo. I am the Baba.
I take it. I take it. Shakala Bashanda. Ipakara Bashata. Whatever the blood of Jesus has paid for, I present the blood. I present the blood. And I take you from the counter. I take you from the counter. I take my healing from the counter. I take my deliverance from the counter. I take my fulfillment from the counter. Take it right now. Take it from the counter. Shakata kaba. Ipakara bashata. Ipakara bashata kaba. Ale para baba itaka. Le baba leke teke para. I take it. 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 In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We want to pray our last prayer. But tomorrow we are going to pray it all. We'll pray our last prayer. And then we will connect to the angel of restoration. We will connect also to the refurbished and reinforced altar. In fact, tomorrow, come and connect to the altar. Refurbished and reinforced
altar.
Those who can connect today, you can do so. Say now.
Sorry.
You know what you are going to media, somebody from Denmark is asking for sound, eh? Somebody from Denmark is online.
is asking for sound. Please, media team, kindly help us with the sound. I think it has been done because the person has is going. Somebody also from Australia, New York. Malaysia. They are there. Do you know what you are going to do? Say, I pray myself out.
I pray myself out.
And I pray myself into. Pray yourself out of something right
now.
Those of you who are still singles and you want to marry, pray yourself out of singleness. Pray your womb. Pray your womb out of barrenness. Pray your body out of that sickness. And pray yourself into something. These are levels of prayer.
Say
in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I pray myself out.
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 Out of every limitation.
Out of every limitation.
Out of every setback.
Out of every setback.
Out of every delay.
Out of every delay.
Out of lack of fulfillment.
Out of lack of fulfillment.
Out of poverty.
Out of poverty.
Out of scarcity.
Out of scarcity.
Out of this sickness and disease.
Out of sickness.
Out of this situation,
out of
shame,
out of disgrace,
out of stagnation, I pray myself out. Out of loneliness, out of singleness, out of barrenness, out of scarcity, I pray myself out. I pray myself out. I pray myself out. Pray yourself out right now. Pray yourself out. Pray your marriage out. Pray your business out. Pray your out of fear, out of anxiety,
out of
Pray yourself out of that situation. Pray yourself out of that medical condition.
I pray myself out.
Break myself out.
I pray myself out of every disgrace, out of every shame.
Pray your family out. Pray your husband out. Pray your wife out. Pray your business out.
I pray myself out.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I pray myself into a glorious testimony. I pray myself into a glorious testimony. Into a glorious testimony. Into fulfillment.
Into engagement.
Into fruitfulness.
Into
promotion. I pray myself into. I pray myself into. I pray myself into. I pray myself into. I pray my family into. I pray my marriage into. I pray my husband into. I pray my wife into. I pray my children into. I pray myself in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That's what we call it, balanced prayer. You bind and you lose. You cast out. And you fill the place. So as you pray yourself out, pray yourself into. I thank God that some of you are recording, some of you are also taking the prayer. Go and pray.
Then you may say,
and the Holy Ghost will lead you into certain dimensions. Sometimes when we are doing the morning podcast and I listen to the lady pastor and some of the dimensions that she's bringing. After we finish the podcast, we stay there and pray for another 1 hour. That's how prayer is. That's why the Holy Spirit lead us in our prayer. Beloved, let's thank God right now.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.